Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are ready to do a little bit of ripping and a tearing here on a Tuesday morning breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, but no Brandy. We have Maddie Russell as co-host, which is still very exciting, but it could be the last day of this current stint. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. Welcome to our family on SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, but wherever you're listening on the SEN app, Maddie Russell, are you ready to do some ripping and tearing this morning?
Absolutely, Andrew. My body clock is in sync now. It feels like it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm ready to rip in, and as always, the great game of rugby league gives us plenty of fodder, doesn't it?
Oh, well, look, I'm a bit confused. David Fifita is a big story this morning, and I'm sure you'll want to buy into it on the Edgewater Homes text line or on the Great Southern Bank open line. Give us a call, 1300 01 1170. But suddenly, so is he allowed just to go out and field offers and everyone's allowed to have meetings? I must have missed something. I thought there was the round 10 clause where he could inform the club that I want to exercise my option to...
Yes.
Then seek another club or just see what I'm worth. But the offers have come in. It's like it's an off-market sale of a house. It feels like they've all come in. Penrith, Roosters, Flano's got something teed up. How's it work, Maddie?
Surely it's assumed that you can't tell the club whether you want to exercise your option regarding the next 2 years unless you know what's on the table. Therefore, you have to have discussions with other clubs, namely St George Illawarra. They seem... long odds now to get David Fifita. It's a battle between Penrith and the Roosters, if you read those reports. Gold Coast seemingly running third in that battle. But, Vossi, I'm not so sure about that. Penrith offering $850,000 over 3 years. Sydney reportedly $825,000 over 4 years. So a slightly longer term. The Gold Coast deal is very good. That's his current home where his good mate Tino Fasua-Mala-Awi lives, where his girlfriend is contracted as an NRLW player. Is it just a given that David is going to leave Gold Coast? Is the Panthers and Roosters, are they too attractive for David Fifita to knock back? We'll find out over the next week, you'd think.
What does Flano do? It's almost like Dragons are... he comes in. How could he say, all right, so what are they doing? It could only be money. If the Dragons come in and have a crack at Fifita, as good as Flano is, I don't think he could sell the Dragons as a better destination, could he? How could he? So it'd have to be coin. So yeah. Flano must have gone to the board. The board would say, yep, you can offer him $1 million. And that's where it'd have to go, wouldn't it? It'd have to, you couldn't just offer him 50 more.
No, it'd have to be significantly more money for reasons we detailed yesterday.
And so I'm thinking it's 5 years. It's for, you know, the bulk of his career. Come to the Dragons, they'll give you $1 million a year or something.
Does
that get your cap in balance if you give back rowers that sort of money?
And Shane Flanagan knows all about salary cap management. He's trying to get the Dragons cap back into shape. So you're right. If it's something comparable with the Panthers or Roosters, then the Dragons probably aren't in the race. But if there's a lot of money on a longer term, that's the point of difference. Intriguing.
All right. Where do we land on this one, folks? Get on the... just text in a number and a term. Like, how many years, how much money? David Fifita. You can all play CEOs today, football managers, salary cap auditors if you want. 0457 736 736. Where do we land with David Fifita?
And is it coincidence that David, in his most recent game against Melbourne, had 13 tackle busts and 4 offloads, his biggest numbers in those regards this season? Just a little food on the table there for his prospective suitors.
Ivan Cleary has spoken. Ivan Cleary has spoken in regards this issue. He was relatively guarded. Will you be the judge? This is Ivan Cleary talking when quizzed on this situation.
Respectfully, I'm not going to comment on recruitment today. It's obviously a very sensitive issue, all recruitment. It affects a lot of people, clubs, players, agents, families. And I think we've probably already filled our quota for recruitment stories this year. So, yeah, I'm not going to discuss it today.
It's a very much Jerry Maguire sort of mission statement, isn't it? A little, you know, like he's, you know, we've had enough. Not going to talk about it.
Andrew, Penrith have built their stocks up predominantly by having local juniors coming through. They bought the likes of James Fisher-Harris from New Zealand and moulded him into the champion premiership winner he is. To buy David Fifita at $850,000 a year, when was the last time Penrith purchased in these circumstances? Like, not a loan deal. When was the last time they went to market and bought a bloke for the best part of $1 million to parachute into the team? There's something for the listeners this morning to rack your memory and try and come up with an answer there.
Yeah, I'm just trying. It's very early, questions. You didn't give me any heads up notice.
No, it just popped into my head.
Yes, no, that's right. So when you're picking up players like, you know, Luke Garner and Scott Sorensen and all that, you're talking bargains with respect. The players that they've signed that have added to what they've got, you know, when they got Viliami Kika out of the Cowboys, they're talking he was a nobody.
Yeah.
Again, with respect. So all of that, now you might have a good text line. There's your answer. Someone will just fire one in and just, forgot it.
Yeah, there it is.
Forgot that one. But I don't think there is. I don't think, certainly not in the premiership run, there hasn't been. They haven't done anything enormous there. I suppose bringing Ivan Cleary back, the coach, was the last.
Yeah.
Like, to get him out of the Tigers to come back to Penrith, that might have been.
Yeah. And Capewell was good for them, but he wasn't at the heights that David Fifita is at the moment.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah, Capewell, that's probably where you start. 0457 736 736. Have you say, David Fifita, how many years you offering? What price you offering? And let's go from there. But here is the deal. He has until kickoff in the opening game of round 10. That is this Thursday night, 8 p.m. to take up the option in his Titans deal. Failure to do so will result in him becoming a free agent. But as I said, I must have missed something that everyone's allowed to then just have an open slather. On David Fifita. Now, Gus. Oh, well. Now we've got a little... Like, the soap opera that is rugby league. I always say it, and I don't say this to put down rugby union, but what do rugby union people talk about? Rugby league just brews. I mean, it just delivers. It just... The gift that keeps on giving. It just gives all the time. Now you've got Gus, strong character, as big as any personality in the game over here in the corner, with the people behind him on what he was saying, but the protocols and systems and what have you, he is an official of a club.
A registered official. That's exactly the point of difference.
Now he's rubbed the NRL up the wrong way, and we're talking $20,000 fine, $10,000 of that suspended. And now we could go to court. Oh, what a case. You'd want to televise that, wouldn't you? Gus would defend himself. How cool would that be?
Another
Gus.
Opportune morning to have Lee Hadjipantelis from Brighton's Lawyers on after 8 o'clock. We'll ask him about what way he'd go here. Would you like to represent Gus? Well, imagine that in court.
Yeah.
Gus walks in and in comes his legal representative, Lee Hadjipantelis.
Well, no, I think the other way. I'm thinking Gus defends. We might have to get the clip off A Few Good Men. We love writing that. You can't handle the... Could you imagine Gus pinning, like, you know, a Jared Maxwell, the referee's boss, on a rule? And you say, is the rule stupid? Is the rule stupid? You're goddamn right it's stupid. You can't... he breaks him down. He gets him to crack. I reckon Gus could do it.
At 12 minutes past Gus 6, Vossie has peaked. You've peaked at 12 minutes past 6.
I said we're going to do some ripping and tearing. I just think Gus v. the NRL would be must-watch television. That's prime time.
Yeah.
I'd bump Thursday Night Rugby League to see the trial live.
And you know, how good that was. Gus might have thought to himself, if I've got to pay 10K, if I've got to pay 10 large, I'm going to get some bang for buck. I'm going to go hard. Yeah. I'm going to fight it. Get some real publicity.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, that's it.
Bring on.
That, you can just substitute Gus right in there.
Yeah.
He'll be forcing it out. He will win. I think we should bring in our lovely listeners right now on 1300 01 1170 on the Great Southern Bank Open Line. You threw it out there. Who did they sign? Where did they get it? Someone's going to come back with something. I think it's Ra of Mount Druitt is on the line. G'day, Ra. How are you doing?
Hey, morning, boys. Mate, I'm a big Panthers fan. And, when we haven't got the juniors and we're looking for someone, we'll definitely go out and buy them. But it's got to be someone special. So we did it with James Maloney. We went outside of our junior base. We bought a guy that's going to bring something. Mm. And he totally changed everything for us. I know he didn't win. I know he has a gun for hire. But, mate, he put clear on that trajectory.
Great Second call. Thing. Oh, by the way, just for providing that information, Ra, put yourself down for a Signet Boost Power Bank, okay? Signet Boost Power Bank coming out your way, Ra. Well done. Now continue.
Mate, the second thing, everyone's saying we're replacing Fisher-Harris. Mate, we're not replacing Fisher-Harris with Fifita. We're replacing what's his name? Bulldogs.
Kick out.
We're 100% replacing kick out. We need that bust through that left edge, and I think that's what we're really missing this year with that with our attack. So we're definitely not replacing Fisher-Harris. It's kick out, mate.
So Rob, the way that you're saying I take it you're a Penrith fan. How excited would 100%. Panthers fans be to get David Fifita? He's found some promising form in recent weeks with Gold Coast. His form at the Titans hasn't always been top shelf. In fact, it's been criticised. So you are confident that Ivan Cleary can get David Fifita and find his best season after season?
No, I'm not. I'm actually really am on the fence. But I see what the promise of Pangai Jr. did for us, and it didn't sort of work. Like, we've definitely got a culture at Penrith that is top line, and it's and we won't have the leader of Fisher-Harris and all that to pull him into lines. I'm on the fence here. It'd be great to see him play with the likes of Cleary and guys like that, but I'm on the fence, man.
All right, stay on the fence. That's okay to be on the fence. Cameron Smith was on the fence yesterday. Splinters right up his Jaminda. That's all right, Ra. You're also, so you get the Signet Boost Power Bank. Mindy will get your details. The one-time Olympic aspirant fencer is back on day two of her tour of duty as EP of this program. So well done, Ra. Some honesty there. Lots of people coming in. James Maloney on the text. James Tarmo's another one that's been mentioned on the text. Michael of Kilcare. Let's keep rolling with the calls. Throw out the rundown. Michael's been good enough to take the time out to call. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, boss. Just my way down the M1. Traffic's pretty clear so far, so that's good.
Okay, where are you driving from to where? Where are you driving from to where?
So Kilcare's home and into the CBD, mate. So,
okay, excellent.
A couple of days a week. So
safe travels.
I was going to say that the last one that I thought we went after, big dollars, was Thurston. Gus nearly had him across the line until he made a decision at the 11th hour. And I'm like the other caller. I'm on the fence. I see your feet are too hot and cold. And we have an aura around the club now, we, again, being a Panthers fan, that we can bring players like Sorensen and others, Bellamy-like, and they're fringe for first-grade players somewhere else, and we turn them into champions. So I think we stay with our stock or go and get somebody maybe in third commas, second tier.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, on the text line, 206 is thinking along the same lines as you, Michael. Vossi, Matty, David Fifita is a part-time player, two-year deal, $450,000 a year is all that he would pay. And there's plenty of text along those same lines, Vossi, questioning whether David Fifita is a good purchase.
I think, Michael, and thank you very much for your call, mate, and have a good day at work there in the CBD. Drive safely. And what our previous call, Ram, mentioned, like, Viliami Kikau, like, he was turned into a great player at Penrith. Like, when he first came in, you know, occasional barnstorming run, but he was turned into a hard worker. Viliami Kikau is like a great kick chaser. How many times do you see Viliami Kikau lead the kick chase? So that has all come from the culture at Penrith.
Yes.
You know, that's made him the player.
Yes.
How would that not happen with David Fifita? You know, I think it would work. When I think of, you know, Kikau's your prototype and Fifita comes in, I think Penrith would get the best out of him. Yeah. I really do.
I tend to agree. Really, and, you know, Nathan Cleary is there for a long, long time, surrounded by a core of the team that wouldn't settle for someone coming in and just resting on his laurels once he arrived on big bucks. I think you're right. I'm keen to hear from more Penrith Panthers fans, though, Vossi.
100%. I want to hear from Roosters fans, I want to hear from Dragons fans. How do you sell your club to David Fifita, head of Panthers, Roosters, and indeed his present club, the Titans? We're just leaving the Titans out of the mix here. It's always like fait accompli. We're saying poor old Gold Coast, cop it in the neck. Graham Ennersley had lots to say yesterday, and it was good. It was strong. I throw over to you, Matt, because you were watching it live, but very strong on respect for referees as well as individual incidents, the rights and the wrongs from the round of football.
He started with just a passionate plea to have more tolerance across the game for everyone in the game and from everyone in the game. It's probably something you could just throw across society. He didn't want to go into the gender discussion regarding Casey Badger, Belinda Sharp, and you can understand that. I think he was very open to the fact that, hey, referees deserve criticism, but it has to come in the right way, as anyone in any professional environment does. But basically, there was no saying that Casey did a good job or Casey was on her game that day. It was more broad brush stuff, that the outrage at her performance was over the top, and the sexist criticism was just vile. That was the assessment there. And we'll see what happens with the referee appointments today. The indications are that Casey will get another first grade game this weekend. Andrew, I'll come to you before we go on with the rest of Graham Annesley very quickly. When a referee comes up with a shocker, male or female, I take a very different approach to most reactions. I'll drop them, make them spend some time out of the game. I actually say empower them. Give them another game next week and say, we believe in you. If you were good 100%. Enough to do a first grade game last week, yes, you've had a poor game, like we all do in every industry, but I'm backing you to be better this weekend. I believe in you. Go and show me you can do it. Maybe it's different after 12 weeks of subpar performances. Maybe it's different if the referee says, look, I'm struggling a bit mentally. Could I have a breather? But I would go the other way. Then, rather than dropping the referee, empower them by naming them again next week. Your thoughts?
I 100% agree. And I think of sideline officials that have been burned over the years. You know, one bad call, bang, you're banished. You know, I agree with you 100%. How about we do the snap poll this morning with our listeners? Would you be a referee? Yes or no? You know, seriously, it's that straightforward. Would you be a referee? Yes or no? And I heard Billy Slater say yesterday, don't abuse someone unless you think you could do it.
Yeah.
Like, you've got no right to abuse people unless you think you could go out there and do the job. And would you willingly do the job? Would you be a referee? Yes or no? Or if you're a parent listening now, would you want your kids, son or daughter, refereeing? Or I'll add a third strand. Do you have a son or daughter who's refereeing, and how tough is it in junior football, of all codes, and lots of parents would have children who are refereeing at the moment and go along and support them. Let us know your own tales from the coalface on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736.